morning, everyone. Welcome. It's the Thursday, 23rd day of September. Two sleeps until the grand final, and we've got a show for you, the McCafe menu. Wow. Alistair Clarkson's going to join us, the four-time Hawthorn Premiership coach, and now farmer, I think, is the best way to describe him. He's going to be with us from 8. Two sleeps to go. We've been counting down. So the number two, the most famous number two, is the great late Robert Flower. We're going to chat to Brad, his son. So looking forward to having a chat there. Jennifer Harms, the mother of Melbourne hard nut James. So speaking to parents of players is great. Yesterday was magnificent with Cody Waitman's dad. Melbourne Storm star Ryan Papenhuyzen, Stormer in the big prelim against the Panthers this weekend. George is going to jump in for a little bit of wine talk as well. And as always, as we get closer to the grand final, your calls and texts are the most important thing. So the ENS open line 1300 736, the text for Temper 0433981116. G'day, Wisp.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Gee whiz, we've got the shakes. Gary, we've got the shakes over here in Victoria.
What about
Gee
that?
Whiz, did you miss an event yesterday?
I cannot imagine. Imagine how I know you well. I know you very well. You rang me, and I've never heard such. It wasn't excitement. It wasn't fear. It was just
wonderment,
and that was just after Nikki rang me in tears. So I thought at one stage I thought the whole joint was just crumbling. It's going to fall into a big abyss.
Oh, it was extraordinary. And if you got a story for us this morning, give us a call. We would love to hear from you on the ENS open line 1300 736 736.
Unbelievable! I missed that.
Gary, it was just I'm in the car and
You're not putting a bit of mayo.
I put no mayo on this whatsoever. So I'm parked outside my house. I'm on the phone to Job, and I thought the car engine was revving. I thought, hang on, it's not on. I've turned the car off. And then it started to shake more violently, and Susie was parked next to me in her car, and she just looked across at me with this fearful look on her face as to say, what the hell is going on?
Was it rocking side to side? Spilling your coffee, rocking?
You know, the old station wagon, if it's rocking, don't bother knocking. It had that sort of a shake-up, and then I went for a walk after, and there are people everywhere in this. Like, people have come out of their homes, obviously, fearful too, but then also just wanting to share the experience with their neighbours, people out in the streets talking, everyone asking, making sure that everybody's okay. It was just the most unbelievable experience.
Crazy. Give us your experiences yesterday, because I tried to read as much as I could and I watched the news. The other thing that interests me most of what I've been able to read is the animals got a sense of it first. I don't know if you've got an animal story that you can tell us. So I watched one, I don't know, the news or whatever, and these two dogs were just sitting on their cushions and they jumped up and started barking before the earthquake. And then apparently the kangaroos in, because the epicenter was somewhere near Mansfield, wasn't it, or whatever they call it?
Yeah, just near La Cola, yeah.
And the kangaroos must have got a bit of a heads up on it either as well. So if you had an animal experience, let us know.
There's that, I think it's a falcon that's breeding, it's got a nest just above one of the Collins Street buildings. And it's got like a 24-hour camera on it and had the shot of it. And the bird just, it hopped out of its nest and just had a look around thinking, what the hell is going on? My favourite reaction yesterday, though, Andrew Bensley was on air at the time, here, and Jerry was too, both of them, and they were both recording at the time, and obviously they've got video of it too. I just want to play you this. Andrew Bensley.
I love this.
How he quickly moves back into his job.
Hey, Tim.
We are in a Melbourne studio, and we are going through, I reckon, an earthquake here or something on air. Our building is literally shaking. Matt, this is frightening, to be honest, because it's lasting a long time, but it's $6.50 at the moment. Got to dance a lot.
Hey, that is the ultimate professional wisp, because you don't know how long the $6.50 is going to last. So you've got to put it out there.
Cam's out there in Heidelberg. He's got an earthquake story for us too. Good morning, Cam. How'd you survive it yesterday?
Good morning, boys. How are we all?
Yeah, we're going okay. We were a bit shaky yesterday, but we've straightened up this morning.
So I yesterday I had a job down in Geelong for one of the hospitals down there. Just a little suite thing, building a couple of desks for them. And all of a sudden I walked out of the truck and I didn't feel a thing. And all of a sudden all these nurses gathered out on the street And I went to walk back into the building and they said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm working inside. I said, I've got to get back in. And they said, well, it was just an earthquake. Didn't you feel it? And I said, nah. But I said, there's a mother and her three kids are upstairs, so I've got to go up either way and make sure they get out okay.
That was it was extraordinary, but you didn't feel it at all.
No, I walked straight back into the lift and made sure the kids upstairs got out of the building safely with its mum.
Yeah, good on you, Cam. Nice of you to be thinking about other people under those circumstances too, Gary. Good call from Cam there. Steve's in Port Melbourne. Good morning, Pete. Sorry, Steve.
Morning, lads. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, Steve.
That's the way. I work in Port Melbourne, and my brother's my boss, so I thought he was playing a prank on me. I was sitting on the portaloo. just, you know, dropping off the kids. And then all of a sudden, the toilet started shaking. I thought it was telling me to hurry up and get back to work.
Dropping off the kids. Good on you, Steve. Thank you for that.
One of those old work site jokes, Gary.
That's it. And he thought all the workers were doing on the old rock the toilet joke on him. Quality calls. Quality text messages. Big Roo's up and about. He reckons a Melbourne bias. Well, off you go, Roo. You don't have to listen.
Melbourne bias? Have you started already? Have you?
What is wrong with that, man? That's funny. That is very, very,
very
funny.
Hey, you know, yesterday, and I don't want to talk about the boat too much today.
Oh, no.
Okay, but I did say to you yesterday, if I watched the news really closely last night, would I get an indication of who it might have been, given that they may have had more of a rosy complexion, given that they've been out there on the boat job. In the sun and the wind and... I tell you what, Gil McLaughlin looked like he was sunburnt on the news last night. I don't know whether it was he that was on the boat or not, but gee whiz, did he have a ruddy complexion last night.
He's been out and about in Perth doing all the work that he's doing over here, a magnificent job, and the sun's out, Wisp. That's what the reality there.
Looked like a magnificent day there in Perth yesterday.
28 yesterday.
Beautiful.
It's going to be 27 on grand final day. So by the time they tell me, by the time 5 o'clock comes around, 5:15, it'll be absolutely perfect for footy. So that's good news. A truck driver and a passenger in Perth after 2 days last week tested positive. You reckon that didn't put a tremor through the? You talk about earthquakes. Oh. It was an earthquake put through the AFL yesterday when that news came out. But that seems to have all been put to bed. They slept in their trucks apparently. Minimal contact and no issue at the moment with the grand final going ahead.
Okay. You sure that bloke, there was a report that bloke had stopped on the side of the road after seeing Maxie Gorn had a kick-to-kick with him. Can you put that to bed or not?
I can put that to bed. That is not correct.
I see Russell Howcroft they're not on radio at the moment, he and Roscoe. But he's a mad Melbourne supporter, and he's talking about if Melbourne were to win the grand final, Gary, if they were to win the grand final, that they might all join in a little sort of walk safe distance apart around the tan on Sunday morning. Would you be will you be back in time for that or not?
On Sunday?
On Sunday morning, yeah.
Oh, how do I get back on Sunday morning?
Well, you get the red eye on Saturday night after the game.
No, I won't be. I guess all Bulldogs and Demon supporters would be thinking about that right now.
How do you link up? How do you join up?
You can't celebrate on the night because you've got to be in your house, obviously. But the next day, if you can get somewhere within, what's the limit these days?
1.5 metres.
No. Now, how far can you travel?
You can travel. You can be out exercising. You can go for 10 kilometres, but you can be exercising for 3 hours outside now.
10 kilometres. Well, if you can find a venue that is close, like in the west, get to the Bulldogs ground, people that in the west that could get there, and then was that Melbourne's home ground, the Tan?
The Tan, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. And then you could go and walk and you could... If the Dogs win, you can sit there with a picnic at the Western Oval and relive and put the replay up on the big screen. And if the Demons win, they can walk around the town.
Well, you want
talk to each other about it.
You want to get the tribe together, though, don't you?
You do. I understand exactly what he's saying.
You want to talk about it. You want to relive it if you win. You've got to get together somehow.
It's the beauty of any game.
Yes.
Is talking about it.
The analysis, the post-game analysis.
And reliving it good or bad. So I love that idea. Where has he put that idea out?
I think he put it out on socials. I think on socials somewhere yesterday. We might have been talking to somebody yesterday on air. But I like that idea. I love that idea.
I love it too. No Melbourne show again this year. I just read that Woolworths are selling the show bags. Mm. Did you read this or not?
I have read all
that. Oh, you have read it. Yeah, do you know how much a show bag is these days?
I think it's about $10.50, isn't it?
What?
Is it or not?
I read they're selling the show bags. They've got 10 themed bags, and then I saw $30. I thought, it's pretty good value. Throw $3 a piece, so you get 10 bags. So, you do that for your kids. $30 each. $30 for a show bag.
When did you last go to the show, though?
Doing that 10 years ago. That's a lot for a show bag, it is. Isn't it?
It is. You know what I've been feeling for those farmers? What about the farmers over the last couple of years? Okay, the shows have been cancelled. They had their bull or their ram primed, ready to go. This was going to be the year to show it. Mm-hmm. And again, it's been how long can you hold a bull or a ram at its peak performance, Gary? You're more of a farmer than me.
Yes, I am. It's like having a very, very expensive car in your garage.
Yes,
you got to give it a run. You got to turn the motor over every now and then, and then it'll be fine. So as long as the bull's getting a run, as long as the ram's getting a jump, every now and then it'll be fine.
So they can. How long can they stay pristine showroom condition in their prime?
A good 10 years. A good 10 years. We'll hopefully have the show next year. Rob's from Werribee, quickly on the earthquake before we take a break. Go, Rob.
I just wanted to say my California shaking kind of kicked in as kids were trained to jump up and go in the doorway. So I had no idea what was going on because it's Melbourne. So I've got up, jumped into the doorway, thinking, what is happening? It's just bizarre, and I have a bit of a PTSD from a wall collapsing on me when I was a kid.
Wow.
When we were in school, they had the big earthquake in the 90s, 80s and 90s. So I was just a bit traumatized.
Yeah, it would be for you, Rob, as someone that's lived through it. I guess for there was genuine fear for people yesterday, and from the scenes down in Chapel Street, it's a bit of a miracle that no one's been hurt. So that was good and lucky news.
Rob, are you still there? No, he's gone. Hey, Gary, why do people jump in the doorway? Is that because they think the door jam will
part of the house.
Okay, will protect them.
I don't know. That's what they say. Someone will tell us. Our smartest audience in the world will tell us. What about the show we got, Wispy?
Oh, massive. Massive.
Alistair Clarks, is he coming into the studio?
I think he's not coming into the studio. No, he's going to be on the phone. He might be. No, he's not coming into the studio. He's going to be on the phone. I think he wants to talk to you, actually. I think he's got a couple of things that he needs to talk to you about.
Farming?
Well, no, he's had a look at the CCTV vision that he's got set up on his property down there on the peninsula, and somebody matching your description has been loitering over his product.
I didn't get out and pinch anything. Brad Flower, the son of the great late Robbie Flower. Jennifer Harms, the mum of James. We've got Ryan Pappenhausen and Georgie Samios. Big show here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au.
That was amazing.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage Doors Redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Well, build up to the grand final of 2021 continues. Up the stadium, Perth, 5:15 Saturday. That'll be the epicentre of sport. We've got a big show. You can call in at any time. You might be the 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X caller of the week. Valued at over $75,000 if you're the caller of the year, if you don't mind. Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle certainty that keeps on going. And half price off vitamins. I need a couple of them at Chemist Warehouse. Throat's just, I don't know, I might be a bit late tomorrow.
Yeah, might you be a bit late tomorrow?
Yes.
Right, how late do you think you might be?
Public holiday tomorrow, isn't it?
It is. It is a public holiday here tomorrow. Yes, it is. How late do you think you might be tomorrow?
Yeah, maybe eight.
Eight. Eight-ish. Hey, I love flowers. That's why I give flowers. I'm going to give you your flowers too because you went very strongly on Monday about Vossi. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's going to get the job there at Carlton. He flew in yesterday. He had a couple of suitcases, so I think he's staying for a while.
I did see that on the news. He wasn't coming for a week for a weekender.
No, there's no way none that they would make him fly to Melbourne and then he would sit down with Brian Cook and then they'd say, oh, sorry, you don't have the job, but you've got to stay here for a month and be in quarantine now before you go back to Adelaide or whatever. There's no way knowing that's going to happen.
It was the mail that's
you got good mail
across the border, Wispy. I see others are jumping on. Footy Fair, the delicious snacks for veg. This in the paper. Everyone's getting their little recipes out for snacks for the grand final.
Oh, beautiful.
So what about this? How many people at the grand final would walk in and go, oh, great. Some sweet potato and feta sausage rolls.
Delicious.
I'm not having a go at the vegetarians.
It's
not my go. Sweet potato and feta sausage rolls.
That sounds all right.
Oh, you would like that.
I don't mind that.
You would like that. I wouldn't. Easy pork slider. Would you go to the trouble of making some pork sliders for the big game?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You would you? What are you going to be having? I tell you what you'll be having. Three jars of those pickled sun-dried tomatoes, and then on Monday you won't walk because you got gout again.
I'm sworn off those things. Isn't it amazing how much you can enjoy eating something and then not be allowed to eat it because of the health risk associated with it?
Well, that's generally any food that tastes good. You end up basically fat. That's where it works.
I walked in off the street to the dentist. You know how I had to go to the dentist because I had a broken tooth, right? I walked in off the street into a dentist.
Right, did you?
Yeah, and I haven't been to the dentist for a little while. What's the going rate for some dental-type work, do you think?
I think it's it depends what it is, but if you're talking like root canal stuff.
No root canal stuff, no.
Well, you had a broken tooth.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Just put half a Tic Tac in there and stick it down with some gum.
No, that's true. It was more intensive than that.
In the thousands.
No, not in the thousands. Well, it can't be. It's just like having a filling in the end. Filled in. So,
okay. Yeah. Couple hundred, is it?
A couple hundred per filling. Is that the going rate?
I don't know. Can tell us.
I hate getting rogered. You know that, don't you?
I do know that. So tell Wispy whether he's been ripped off because he's had to pay a couple hundred for a filling.
Is it okay to get three quotes? Yeah, like if I'm going to get a building done, I'm going to get three different prices from three different builders. Is it okay to walk into a dentist and say, look, here, Charlie, I just want you to open my mouth, have a look. Okay, tell me, what am I out for? Give me a quote.
Obligation free, please.
Can you do that or not?
Have you had it done?
I've had it all done. I've had all the work done.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt?
Well, I had it over-injected. I said, look, put double the amount that you'd normally put in there because I don't want to feel a thing.
I'm like that. I'm a coward at the dentist. Hey, Alan Edna today.
Yes.
They'll be going nuts.
Yes, freedom.
Ballarat, out of lockdown.
Yeah.
What will they do? Go down the truck shop and do a bit of tyre kicking?
He'll set the deck chair up out on the nature strip so he can watch and hear the trucks going up and down.
He could have done that anyway.
No, he can only hear them. He couldn't see them. He wasn't allowed to get out, so he'll be able to get out there and see them as well.
Nice. I like it.
Actually, that's what I might do for his birthday next year. I might organise. Well, I might, when we get out of this whole COVID thing, I might organise for a big Kenworth to pick him up and take him for a trip around Victoria. He would love that.
Oh, yeah.
He would love that.
I know this is the ramble, so we don't generally get into footy, but there was a text message coming through. Is it true that Ryan Gardner's been dropped? I see Tom Morris has reported that. That the Ryan Gardner will be the player that makes way for Alex Keith. Is that what you're hearing over there?
No, that's what I read from that report from Tom Morris, that he has been told. He was told last night or yesterday that he would be the emergency, not the medical sub. So,
okay.
We were talking yesterday. What were we talking about yesterday? We were talking about, the tactic that might have been applied to Maxi Gawn. And I think Lockie Hunter got asked a couple of questions about that yesterday, about what they had in store for Big Maxi.
Lockie going to rough him up, is he?
Well, no, not. So you think it's roughing up. It's just buffeting. That's what it is. It's not roughing it up. It's just changing the angle for him to run and just making sure that they don't give him easy access to get from one part of the ground to the other.
Hope the umpires are onto it, Tim.
Well, you'll be bringing that to their attention, no doubt.
Damn straight I will be. In fact, I might go around and see them today. I know exactly where they're staying.
Where are you sitting for the grand final? Have you got a special diggy seat?
I'm not telling.
Are you and no? This is you won't be sitting next to Chris Grant, though, will you? You don't
Granny,
have to.
Granny's actually he's actually part of the Western Bulldogs coaching set, like their whole setup.
That's what I mean. You're not going to be sitting up in the coach's box with the Bulldogs, are you?
In the coach's box with the Bulldogs? Why?
Rossi Lyon said last night that Goody, he sees it as a disadvantage that Goody's down on the boundary line, and
What's
he thinks that,
that
Bevo has got the advantage over him because now he's going to have to do everything back through Adam Uzay, who's up in the coach's box with the other assistants.
What is going on with that show? Last week it was the curfew that was going to bring him to their knees.
Well, it's a footy show. You know what it's like. Everyone's got to talk about stuff.
They had to eat together. It's held them in pretty good stead so far.
Sad day yesterday too. Willie Garson, the Sex and the City actor. He played one of the characters in Sex and the City. Yeah, he passed away at 57 years of age. I used to love that show.
Sex and the City.
Well, I used to come home on a Friday night after the footy working on.
I've heard it all now.
And I couldn't go to sleep. This is what happened. So I used to turn the TV on, and they used to be showing replays of Sex and the City. So I just sat there one night, and I started watching. I thought, oh, this is interesting. So then that became my regular thing on a Friday night when I got home after the footy, and I was all hyped up still after the commentary. Oh, and I used to just sit there.
That might hype you up a bit more.
But no.
Oh, boy.
Hey? Oh, boy. Well, we. Who was your favourite Sex in the City?
Sarah, Jessica Parker.
Oh. Yep. All right. Well, you learn something every day, people. The Wisp is a Sex in the City. So you're looking forward to the reef. Is it a remake or a
remake? No, their films have been shot. Okay. So, yeah, not looking forward to that at all.